All right, thank you so much. As promised, we are joined right now by a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He signed with the Panthers this week. The first XFL player to sign with an NFL team. He led the XFL with 15 passing TDs, nearly 1,400 yards passing in five games. He was Temple's all-time leader in passing yardage and passing TDs. He was undrafted out of Temple. He is PJ Walker. PJ, good to have you on. How are you?
What's up, yo?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good. All right, so it was officially announced that you had signed with the Panthers, which makes a reunion with Matt Rhule, who coached you at Temple. How good does it feel to be with the Panthers and back with him?
It's exciting to be a part of the Panthers organization. You know, just looking forward to get to work and grasp the opportunity. You know, looking forward to getting to work with the guys. And, you know, me and Coach Rhule go back, you know, since 2013, and looking forward to get back to work with him, you know, gonna be excited.
PJ Walker, my guest. I love your journey. Like, for instance, you were undrafted coming out of college. You signed with the Colts. You were on the practice squad for 2 years, but then they let you go. And then you had some tryouts with some other NFL teams. You told the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, "I was on my couch watching a lot of football." So if you go back to that period, what was that time like for you?
It was a down period, you know, just mainly just studying, you know, doing a lot of studying and watching a lot of film. Trying to see, you know, trying to better my game and see what I can do to improve on my game and just watching the other quarterbacks across the league.
We're talking to PJ Walker. So you make the best of that time. And then Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, said that when they were looking to start, they were looking for talented players. His son Andrew said, quote, "Dad, this kid can play now. He's smart. He's got great leadership skills," end of quote. So what did it mean to you to have Andrew Luck hype you the way he did?
Oh, yeah, it meant everything, you know, just to have him, you know, have him in my corner and to for him to be in my corner and to support me and get me in a position to have success, it was awesome.
All right, so you have this opportunity, right? And then you get the opportunity, and it's with the XFL. What was your mindset going to that? What kind of thoughts did you have?
I thought the XFL was going to turn out the way it did. I thought we just had to go out there and play, you know. I thought the fans was good, and I thought they came out and supported very well each week, and the talent level was amazing as well.
PJ Walker is my guest. So you get allocated to Houston. Immediately, you set that league on fire. You led the league in passing TDs, passing yardage. You led the team to a 5-0 record. From a quarterback standpoint, what was that experience like?
It was great. You know, just to build another relationship with a group of guys, with my teammates, and to be around another great coaching staff. It was awesome just to have that camaraderie all over again, you know. It felt good.
Well, so the coach was June Jones, who's an icon in the game. He was the coach in Houston. He talked about not only your ability, but like Andrew Luck, he mentioned your leadership as well. So when Luck is saying it, and a guy like June Jones is saying it, it speaks then more to than just your physical abilities. It's also your leadership. How much pride do you take in the fact that these guys are going out of their way to say he's not only a really athletic guy with great skills, but he's a really good leader too?
It just comes with my personality, I believe, and it's just, you know, it's the way you gotta approach the game and the way you approach the business. You know, I'm just looking. I just go out there and I just be myself, and a lot of guys gravitate to that.
All right, so there was a game against St. Louis where you dropped down a little bit and you threw a pass underneath a defensive lineman's arm for a touchdown. There was a lot of Patrick Mahomes in that throw. What do you remember about that play? And then what did your teammates think of it?
What I remember is seeing the corner route get covered, it got undercut, and I just had to reset and find the new receiver, and I saw Cam just running across the middle of the field, and I was like, I gotta find one of these windows to put it in, and that's what I actually did. So I thought it was a good play. I thought Cam did a good job working the scramble rules and coming to get open.
Carolina Panthers quarterback PJ Walker is joining us. So when you were dominating the XFL the way you were, did you get a sense that NFL teams were noticing and that you were going to play your way back into the NFL?
I felt like the opportunity would eventually present itself again, and I just knew I had to continue to progress as a player and, you know, as a leader on the team, you know, consistently every day, and just keep getting better. I just felt like I had to just keep improving.
So when you're playing as well as you were playing and you were having the season you were, and then the XFL season gets canceled due to coronavirus, what was that like for you to have the season end the way it did?
It was awful, you know. But you know, I know we got a lot of health issues that have to be taken care of first and everything. But you know, it was awful just to not finish that season. I was looking forward to the next the back half of the season. And you know, I felt like our team was starting to really, really come together as a group, and I felt we was gonna be real good that next half.
PJ Walker is joining us. So you did what a lot of us are doing, what most of us are doing. You get some quality time with the family. The story goes that you went back to New Jersey and you spent some time with your parents. What was that experience like?
I mean, it was awesome, you know, just to be around my mom, my family, and everybody. Just to be around my family and just to make sure everybody's good, you know, everybody's still healthy.
Let me ask you this. There was the announcement that XFL players could sign with teams, and then teams started to reach out to your agent. I know a number of teams were interested in you, so how'd you go about evaluating each opportunity, and then what set Carolina apart for you?
I just went with the best opportunity and the best fit for me. And, you know, me and Matt's personal relationship, and also, you know, me being coached by him at the college and things like that. You know, that played a part, but it also didn't. You know, I just wanted to be coached by I felt like some great coaches and Coach Rule and his staff, and looking forward for the opportunity.
We're talking to PJ Walker. Listen, what about that? Because you and Matt Rule were part of this amazing run at Temple that included back-to-back 10-win seasons, and it turned that whole program around. What do you remember about that time with him and your time at Temple? What stands out to you?
Just the process that he installed, he instilled in us. You know, telling us that it's going to be a bumpy road, but, you know, we just got to take advantage of it and just continue to grind every day, you know.
So let me ask you this. Going to Carolina means that you're also going to be playing for Joe Brady, who was at LSU last year. I know things are tricky because of COVID-19, so it's going to be tough to learn the offense remotely, but you've talked about how you watched some LSU games this year. What do you make of the offense and how you'd fit into the offense?
Yeah, you know, I just felt like they spread the ball around really well. They you know, there's a lot of good quick throws, and then you get to throw the ball down the field when you get the opportunities, you know. But you know, the quarterback controls a lot of the offense and a lot of the plays that's going to be getting called up front.
PJ Walker joining me for a couple of minutes. Hey, listen, you were the first player from the XFL to sign with the NFL. So, what does that mean to you to be the first, and for other guys to be able to look at you and say that guy set the standard? Maybe I can do what he did.
It didn't mean much to be the first because I knew there was a ton of guys that was going to get opportunities. You know, I knew I wasn't going to be the only one. I felt like a lot of guys went out there and played great this XFL season. And it didn't really mean much to be the first guy. I just felt like I felt like a ton of guys were going to get that fair chance to go out there and play again.
So finally, do you think that you're a better quarterback now because of the time you spent in the NFL and the chance you had to being back leading a team? How much better are you for that experience?
Yeah, I feel like those live game reps helped me, you know, continue to grow as a quarterback, and just for me to see more of to see more game action. I feel like it helped me in my development.
That makes sense. He signed with the Panthers this week. He is the first XFL player to sign with an NFL team. Carolina Panthers quarterback PJ Walker, our guest. PJ, it's great to have you on. Congrats on that, and I look forward to doing it again. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, PJ. Appreciate the story, and I appreciate you making time for us. There you go. First XFLer to sign in the NFL. All right, back to the tweets and the email. I'm telling you, it has been such a good reaction week.